Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian Season 2, Episode 19. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Francesca.
E io sono Ella.
Come state ragazze? Francesca, come stai?
Molto bene, grazie. E tu?
Sì, benissimo. Ella, come stai?
Molto bene.
E siamo molto contenti di essere qui con voi per registrare un nuovo episodio di Coffee Break Italian.
Certo, certo. Ok, Ella, we have been looking at the passato prossimo recently and I wonder if you can answer the question for us. Cosa hai fatto al fine settimana?
Well, Mark, I've actually prepared something in advance because I knew you were going to ask me this.
Okay. Let's
Brava.
See what you can say. Yeah, a good student.
Sono andata al compleanno del mio amico Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Abbiamo cenato in un ristorante italiano a Glasgow.
Perfetto.
E ho mangiato linguine al pesto, polpette della nonna. E un dolce buonissimo.
Quale?
Sì, vogliamo sapere.
La pastiera napoletana.
Ah, la pastiera napoletana, mamma
sì.
Mia, che buona, l'adoro.
Francesca, what is la pastiera napoletana? Well, maybe we should ask Kyla what la pastiera napoletana is.
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure what was in it, but it was absolutely delicious.
Francesca, cos'è?
Sì, è una torta ovviamente tipica di Napoli, perché sì. È pastiera napoletana. E è fatta principalmente con la ricotta e il grano e ha un leggero gusto di arancio.
Oh, okay, so a slight flavor of orange and it's made with ricotta cheese and grano wheat.
Sì, wheat. Cooked wheat.
Cooked wheat, okay. Sì. There you go. I'll need to add it to my list.
E ti è piaciuta la pastiera, Ayla?
Piaciuta, is that like mi piace?
Sì, it's the same family.
Yes, that's the perfect tense.
Okay.
It is a little complicated, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about that later, but yeah, you can say mi è piaciuta.
Mi è piaciuta.
Mi è piaciuta.
Mi è piaciuta.
Perfetto. Okay. Right, I think we will talk a little bit about piacere in the perfect tense in our presentation section, which is coming up just at the moment. And then afterwards we'll practice it with Ayla. Does that sound like a plan?
Sì, allora mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
Right, Francesca, we're talking then about piacere in the perfect tense. It does work slightly differently, doesn't it?
Sì.
Can you explain what way it works differently?
Sì. First of all, we need to remember how piacere works, which is not the same as in English.
Exactly, because it's one of those verbs that kind of turns things around.
Exactly.
Because in English we say, I like the pastiera napoletana.
Sì.
But in Italian we have to sort of say the pastiera napoletana, it pleases me.
Sì, sì, sì.
So we say in the present tense, mi piace.
Mi piace la pastiera, ad esempio.
And if it's a plural thing, we would say?
Mi piacciono.
Now, we've done this before, haven't we?
Sì, I think it was episode 13 in season 1.
Okay, well, you know that you can go back and have another listen to that one if you want to practice mi
Absolutely.
Piace. Mi piace and mi piacciono. Remember that the plural form has to change. It's a they are pleasing to me rather than it is pleasing to me. Let's take a couple of examples. I like meat.
Mi piace la carne.
To me, meat is pleasing. Or I like tomatoes.
Mi piacciono I pomodori.
Perfetto. So the tomatoes are pleasing to me. So basically, the English object becomes the subject in Italian and the verb agrees with it. Rather a grammatical explanation
sì,
there.
Sì.
But it makes sense. It makes sense. Francesca, we've talked about mi piace and ti piace. Do you like something or is something pleasing you? I think it would be a good idea to talk about the other pronouns so that we can say he likes something, she likes something, they like something and so
on.
Okay. So can we go through all of these, please?
Okay, sì. So we have already seen me and ti.
Mm-hmm.
Mi piace, ti piace. He likes, gli piace, which is the same as the article, gli.
Yeah, it's a tricky word, a tricky sound, and now we are seeing it in a different context. So literally to say he likes, we say to him pleases or to him is pleasing. Gli piace la carne. He likes meat. To him pleases the meat.
Esatto.
Gli piace la carne.
Perfetto.
But we'd have a different word for to her.
Sì, le.
Le. Now, you recognize these words because these are words that we've seen before. Le obviously sounds like the definite article of a plural feminine noun. However, it has a different meaning. It has a different function. And here it means to her.
Esatto.
So, she likes pizza.
Le piace la pizza.
Ma non la pizza al pollo.
No, sacrilegio.
So, gli and le. Now, what about to you pleases in the polite form, the formal form, which would be lei, the lei vuole andare al mercato. Do you, formal, want to go to the market? Because you like the cheese.
Sì, again, we use the feminine in the third person singular, so it would be le. And I think we covered this in season one, when we were asking, do you formal like this or that? So, le piace, signor Mark, le piace questa pizza?
Sì, soprattutto col pollo. So, le, with a capital L if we're writing it.
Usually.
Usually, yeah. Yes. So, le piace, and that's kind of like saying, a lei, to you pleases the pizza or the cheese or whatever it is.
Sì.
So, we have mi, ti, gli, le, and le with a capital L. For the singular ones. Let's look at the plural ones here. How would we say we like or to us is pleasing?
Ci piace.
Ci piace. Now, listen to this again carefully.
Ci piace.
So if we say we like cheese.
Ci piace il formaggio.
However, if we said we like cheeses.
Ci piacciono I formaggi.
Okay, so there the thing that's changing is the cheese to cheesies. And the cheesies make the verb form plural. Ci piacciono I formaggi.
Sì.
But we can still use piace if we're talking about just one cheese.
Esatto. Ci piace la mozzarella.
Perfetto. So here we're thinking about the ci being the we part, it's to us, and then the verb is still dependent on whatever it is that we're liking or whatever it is that is pleasing us. So don't get mixed up there. Ci piace la ricotta, ci piace la mozzarella, ci piacciono tutti I formaggi.
Sì.
Okay. Then what about to all of you?
Vi.
So we would say vi piace la mortadella.
Sì, esatto.
Do you like mortadella? Or vi piacciono
I salumi.
I salumi. So the different types of Italian sausage, yeah?
Sì.
So vi is the voi form, the to all of you pleases such and such. And then what about the they form? Because this is a little bit tricky.
Sì, we can use gli as in the third person singular masculine.
Yep.
And you can also hear quite often a loro.
Okay. It's funny because I think when I first learned Italian 35 years ago or something like that, I think we were always taught about loro and we would never have used gli back then. Yeah. Is that something that's changed?
Yeah, it's changing. And I must say that in spoken Italian, gli is taking over little by little. And when we speak very informally, we also use gli instead of le for the feminine. But you don't want to do that.
Oh, my goodness me. Yeah, these are daggers in my heart of a purist Italian.
But it's good to know at least so our listeners don't have a shock when they go to Italy.
Absolutely. Right. That's so much for all these different pronouns here that we're using with piace and piacciono. What we have to think about now is about what happens in the past, because piacere is one of those verbs that uses essere, isn't it?
Sì, it always takes essere in the past.
So just like andare, uscire, diventare.
Esatto, it follows exactly the same grammar rule.
So if that's the case, then we also need to think about agreements.
Exactly.
Now, before we get to that, let's just think about how we actually spell the past participle of piacere. It is an ere verb, therefore we would expect it to end
in uto.
Uto. But if you think about the formation of this word, you've got p-i-a-c-e-r-e in the infinitive, then that ere at the end comes off and we're left with p-i-a-c.
Si.
Now if we added uto to that, it would sound like piacuto.
Piacuto, sì.
And that does not sound right.
Sounds a bit odd.
So we need to add in an extra I in there to keep the ch sound.
The soft sound, yes.
So the past participle of piacere is piaciuto, P-I-A-C-I-U-T-O. And we'll combine that with a part of the auxiliary verb essere. But which parts of essere are we using just now, Francesca?
Well, for what we're doing at the moment, we will just focus on the third person singular, e, and the third person plural, sono.
Okay, so let's put this into some context. We'll move on from cheese and talk about something different.
Okay.
How would we say, for example, I liked the wine?
Mi è piaciuto il vino.
Okay, let's think about this. Mi è piaciuto il vino. Mi, to me, è piaciuto, pleased, or has pleased.
Sì.
Il vino, the wine. So the wine pleased me. Mi è piaciuto il vino. That's all straightforward, I think.
Sì.
Let's complicate it slightly and talk about the meat.
Okay, la carne.
I like the meat.
Mi è piaciuta la carne.
Now you see here that piaciuto has changed to piaciuta. And if you think about it, yeah, it sounds a little complicated, but the fact is, it's an essere verb. So the subject of the verb is la carne.
Sì.
Therefore, just like if Francesca was saying I went to the market, she would say
sono andata al mercato.
So Francesca changes it to an a at the end because she is feminine and therefore she needs to use the feminine form. And the meat is also feminine. Therefore, we need to say mi è piaciuta la carne.
Esatto. Mi è piaciuta la carne.
And the same would happen with plurals. So if we've got a masculine plural, what might we be talking about here? I liked the...
My favourite dessert.
Ah, okay. So how would we do this? Because the verb is going to change too.
Sì. We need a plural verb. Mi sono piaciuti i dolci.
So listen again to the past participle there.
Mi sono piaciuti i dolci.
So there we're talking about i dolci, masculine plural, and therefore it becomes piaciuti. Mi sono piaciuti i dolci. And I'm sure that our listeners can guess what would happen with a feminine plural.
I'm sure they can.
Let's say we were served up some lasagne, which of course is plural, si. Even though we think of it as a singular dish in English sometimes, but we're talking about le lasagne,
layers,
the layers of the lasagne. Let's say this time I didn't like the lasagne.
Okay. Good point. So remember for the negative, we need non before, in front of everything, really. So non mi sono piaciute le lasagne.
So there we've got piaciute.
Sì.
Agreeing with le lasagne.
Esatto.
They did not please me. Non mi sono piaciute le lasagne.
Sì.
It is quite straightforward.
I think so.
Once we get the idea, then everything makes sense.
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Sì.
Okay. While we're talking about me and tea and so on, one of the other things that has come to mind is reflexive verbs, because they use similar pronouns, but we also need to think about agreements, because reflexive verbs also use essere.
Sì, esatto, an agreement.
And agreement. However, the reflexive pronouns don't all work the same way as these other types of pronouns, these indirect object pronouns that we've been looking at for piace and mi è piaciuto and so on. So let's run through our project, the reflexive pronouns just now, Francesca.
Okay. First and second person, singular and plural, are the same. Mi, ti, ci, and vi. Mm-hmm. So they're quite straightforward. When it comes to the third person, singular, we have si.
And that's very easy because it's si for everyone.
Uh-huh, yep. Si. And it's also si for the third person, plural.
So you've got about four for the price of one here, yeah?
Si.
So mi, ti, si, ci, vi, si.
Exacto.
Reflexive pronouns are nice and easy.
Si.
We don't need to worry too much. So
no.
Let's think about a verb that we can then use as a reflexive verb, but in the perfect tense.
Ok. Pensiamo ad esempio al verbo divertirsi.
A very good verb, especially when we're talking about eating all this delightful food.
Sì.
So to enjoy yourself.
Sì.
And so in the perfect tense, we would say I enjoyed myself.
Sì. Mi sono divertito.
Now, I would say mi sono divertito, but Francesca would actually say
mi sono divertita.
So here we have an agreement again, and it's very straightforward because it's simply agreeing with a person who enjoyed themselves.
Sì.
So mi sono divertito.
Mi sono divertita.
And then the T form, the you enjoyed yourself.
Ti sei divertito.
So look at the verb there, ti sei divertito, the verb, the auxiliary verb, becomes sei, ti sei divertito, or if you're talking to a female, ti sei divertita.
Sì.
And then he enjoyed himself.
Si è divertito.
So our auxiliary verb is the third person singular in the form of essere. Si è divertito. And she enjoyed herself.
Si è divertita.
Okay, straightforward. We enjoyed ourselves.
Ci siamo divertiti.
Or if it's all girls who are talking.
Ci siamo divertite.
And then if you all enjoyed yourselves.
Vi siete divertiti.
That's the masculine form, or indeed the masculine and feminine together form. Mm-hmm. Or
vi siete divertite.
The feminine only form. So talking to a group of females, did you enjoy yourselves? Vi siete divertite.
Sì.
Did you enjoy yourselves? And then the they forms.
Si sono divertiti. Oh, divertite.
It's very straightforward.
Sì.
Mi, ti, si, ci, vi, si.
Esatto.
And remember those auxiliary verbs that they have to change to depending, obviously, on who you're talking about. I think that's all we really need to cover here.
Sì, sì, è tutto, direi. C'è molto già.
C'è molto già, ma
sì.
Mi sono divertito con
Anch'io,
questo.
Anch'io, mi sono divertita molto.
Well, let's find out if Ayla has also enjoyed listening to this episode in the practice session coming up after the break.
Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Welcome back. We hope that you have enjoyed this presentation section in our lesson today. Ayla, how did it go?
Yes, it was good. I think I managed to understand everything.
So you're fine with the whole idea of ti è piaciuta la pastiera?
Yes, and I think I can answer now.
Let's hear it.
Mi è piaciuta la pastiera.
Brava Ayla, mi è piaciuta la pastiera.
Right, Ayla, you mentioned lots of different things at the party, the birthday party, with different types of food and so on.
Yes.
Perhaps, could you tell us some of the things you liked, or indeed that you didn't like, about this party?
I'll give it a go.
Okay.
Mi è piaciuto il ristorante.
Okay, mi è piaciuto il ristorante, bene.
Just watch, your Spanish is coming in here, Ayla.
Oh, no.
Ristorante.
Ristorante.
I think you're thinking about restaurante, no? So, in the Italian, ristorante.
Ristorante.
Mi è piaciuto il ristorante.
Mi sono piaciute le linguine.
Ah, ovviamente. Mi sono piaciute le linguine.
Can you think of something that would be masculine and plural about the things that were at the party?
Mi sono piaciuti i regali.
Ah,
ottima
okay.
idea. Mi sono piaciuti i regali.
So
sì.
Un regalo, a present, a gift.
Sì.
I regali, the presents or the gifts. Okay. Is there anything feminine that you can think of?
I could say mi è piaciuta l'atmosfera.
Ah, ottima idea. Brava, sì, l'atmosfera, sì. Una parola difficile. Mi è piaciuta l'atmosfera.
Francesca, could we say also l'ambiente? Is there a difference between l'ambiente and l'atmosfera?
They are quite similar, but I would say l'atmosfera is probably more about the people who were there, and l'ambiente could also be like the furniture, the style.
Ah, okay, right. That makes sense.
Both work.
Yeah. So mi è piaciuta l'atmosfera, but mi è piaciuto l'ambiente.
Sì.
Sì? Okay. Ayla, was there anything you didn't like?
Yes, non mi sono piaciute le polpette.
Oh, le polpette della nonna.
Mi piacciono molto. Okay, I suppose these ones may not have been the best. I get that, okay? Non mi sono piaciute le polpette. So you didn't like grandma's meatballs?
No.
Anything else? Anything else?
One more
like?
Thing. Yeah. Non mi è piaciuta la musica in discoteca.
Ah, siete andati in discoteca dopo?
Sì.
Ah, sì. Ok, ma la musica non era buona?
No.
Oh.
Che peccato.
Sì, non mi è piaciuta la musica in discoteca. Oh, la prossima volta sarà meglio.
Ok, let's put what we've learned in this lesson into practice with some translations. Francesca, have you prepared some translations for Ayla?
Sì, come sempre.
Perfetto. Okay.
Sei pronta, Ayla? Allora, una frase molto semplice. Laura woke up early.
Okay, now, as usual, we'll give our listeners some time, and Ayla, some time to think about this. Laura woke up early. Okay, Ayla, can you work that one out?
Okay, so I think the verb to wake up is svegliarsi.
Yep, sì, svegliarsi, good.
Riflessivo.
And I'll need to put that into the perfect tense.
Sì.
Yep.
So would it be Laura si è svegliato?
Almost. No? Remember, Laura's female.
Ah, yes. So Laura si è svegliata.
Sì.
Presto.
Presto.
Brava.
Perfetto, sì.
Laura si è svegliata presto.
So remembering that with an essere verb, we have to make the past participle agree. And in particular, with this reflexive verb, it conjugates with essere. So therefore, the past participle must agree. Okay. Laura si è svegliata presto. Okay.
Andiamo Francesca. Avanti. Numero due. The children got dressed.
Okay. Another example here. The children got dressed. Okay, Ayla, over to you. The children got dressed.
I bambini si sono vestiti.
Sì, molto bene. I bambini si sono vestiti.
The children got dressed. Vestirsi is a reflexive verb, and they were putting it into the perfect. So si sono, sono from essere, and vestiti, it has to agree with i bambini. Perfetto. Okay, numero tre, per favore.
Sì, numero tre. I didn't wash, meaning I didn't wash myself.
Okay. So another reflexive verb there. I didn't wash myself. Okay, Ayla, how would we say this?
Well, for feminine, if I was saying it, I would say non mi sono lavata.
Brava.
Sì. And obviously for masculine, it would be lavato.
Okay, so perfetto. I would say non mi sono lavato, and that's why I'm a bit smelly in the studio today. Okay, numero quattro.
Numero quattro, he liked the spaghetti.
Che cattiva.
Perché?
Perché è difficile.
Ma è perché Ayla è bravissima.
Okay, so he liked the spaghetti. Okay, Ayla, have a go at that one.
Li sono piaciuti gli spaghetti?
Hai visto che è bravissima?
Yeah, so we've got two gli's there. It's tricky. Gli sono piaciuti. So, to him, pleased, gli spaghetti, the spaghetti. So if you don't like the gli sound, that was a tricky one.
Sì.
I was being nasty, Francesca.
Ah, guarda che faccia innocente.
Okay,
okay, l'ultima, numero 5. Did you, and it's you all, plural, did you enjoy yourselves at the party?
Okay.
So can I ask, is you all mixed female or is it male?
Let's say mixed group.
Mixed, okay. So it would be vi siete divertiti alla festa?
Wow,
brava.
Perfetto, you nailed it. Vi siete divertiti alla festa?
Okay, Ayla obviously has nailed this topic, and we hope that our listeners have also nailed this topic too. That's it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian. Okay, now you can get further practice of the reflexive verbs in the perfect tense and also of piacere in the perfect tense with our bonus audio lesson. And that, along with the lesson notes and the video version of this lesson, form part of the premium materials. You can find out everything you need to know about them at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And why don't you like us on Facebook and tell us something you've been to recently and whether you enjoyed it using piacere and divertirsi?
Divertirsi, yeah.
That's at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
Okay, and don't forget, you can also find us on Twitter at Learn Italian. And if you would like to find out what happens behind the scenes here at Coffee Break Languages, search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
And I'm going to let our listeners into a little secret. Francesca's brought some delicious pastries along, and we're going to put a photo of those pastries on for today's coffee break moment on Instagram, I think, because I can't look at them any longer without having one.
Ci sono piaciute? Beh, no, in realtà ci piaceranno perché dobbiamo ancora mangiarle.
Yeah, we've not eaten them yet, so we can't use the perfect tense, but I think we should maybe start learning the future tense in order to talk about these pastries.
Okay.
È tutto per oggi, grazie molte e arrivederci.
Ciao ciao.
A presto.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.